stop the presses. It looks like we have another Deflategate on our hands, but this time, instead of balls, it's my hopes and dreams for this season. Grossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy, coming to you fresh off another Packers loss to a very good team. The Packers losing 31-17 against the Patriots and dropping to 3-4-1 on the season. Before we get into that, let's talk about a little sponsorship action. We are sponsored by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a phenomenal website that you can use to buy and sell tickets, whether it's to a Packer game or your niece's quinceañera. Check out SeatGeek, and for your first-time purchase, if you use the promo code TOMGRASSY, you save yourself 20 smackaroonies, and it also helps the show, so check them out. They're good to us. Thank you. Now let's get into some stats, and then we'll get into the narrative of the game. Rodgers going 24 for 43, 259 yards and two touchdowns. Aaron Jones 14 for 76 with a big fumble. Scantling had a great game, 3 for 101 yards. Jimmy Graham getting involved, 4 for 55 with a touchdown, and Adams 6 for 40 with a touchdown. On the other side of the ball, Tom Brady going 22 for 35, 294 yards and one touchdown. Patterson, Cordell Patterson going 11 for 61 and one TD on the ground. White also had two touchdowns and 31 yards. And Josh Gordon, 5 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown. Now, breaking into this game, besides the ejections, Jermaine Whitehead got ejected for slapping a Patriots player in the helmet. A lot of you, I know, are unhappy about it in the live stream and saying it was too soft, but to be completely honest, he shouldn't be doing that. Davante Adams actually did something similar and threw a punch. Thankfully that he wasn't caught on that, but you can see, again, I understand that it didn't really look like much, but just that's an undisciplined team. You know, that's an undisciplined move, and that's unfortunately a problem. Jair Alexander looked hurt for a second, but it seemed like he was okay. Blake Martinez went down, which scared me even more, but he went back to the locker room and got all taped up, and he seems good to go. And so the x-rays that they did must have come back negative. But for the most part, I think for three quarters of football, our defense played pretty damn well. At the end of the third quarter, the game was tied up 17-17. We put our defense in some precarious positions. We ran into a kicker, which was counted as roughing the kicker. We held them on four straight plays from the one-yard line, which was great. And we also put them back on the field really, really quickly. So I think our defense and Mike Pettine, they did pretty well tonight, considering the injuries, considering the ejections, considering it's the New England Patriots. I think they played pretty well. The obvious turning point for today's game is the fumble by Aaron Jones. The Packers were driving at the end of the third quarter with some big catches by Scantling, who, again, has been playing very, very well, may succeed Geronimo Allison in that third receiver slot. But Aaron Jones with an unlikely fumble. Patriots recovered, and unfortunately, we could not. That is now two huge mistakes in 2 weeks against very good teams. And if you've learned anything from the past 2 weeks, it's that you can't make mistakes if you want to go in to LA, go in to Foxborough, and beat these two really, really good teams. The Patriots are a perfect example of a team that literally just waits for you to make a mistake. And they really don't, they just let you beat yourselves, and then they take advantage of that. And in that case, they essentially opened up the floodgates, scoring two touchdowns, and we couldn't recover from that. Now, the offensive line played pretty decent, but Rodgers was under a lot of pressure all night. He got sacked a few times. Brady, I think, got sacked maybe two times, but also had a ton of time to throw. And so, you know, that's also going to be a huge impact. And we didn't have any pass rush, which highlights, again, a need for a pass rusher. Morrison had a big sack, which was great. Mike Daniels had a sack, but you know, we got to be able to put pressure on these quarterbacks. If there's any positive to come from this, is that we went toe-to-toe now with two great teams in a row, and they were at least, last week obviously was a lot, I would say, more winnable given the situation, but Up until the fourth quarter, we were doing pretty damn good against the Patriots as well. Now Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are at 1-1, and who knows if we'll ever get a tiebreaker. One of the things that I also wanted to point out is the lack of turnovers that this team, this defense is getting. While I'm praising the defense for the work that they did, again, this is a big difference from, if you want to talk about Super Bowl caliber defenses, you could talk about, you know, that 2010 team that was able to go and get all those turnovers. You don't really see a lot of that anymore, which is sad. And so that brings us to our current predicament, in that you have the Bears and the Vikings leading the NFC North with 5 wins apiece. The Packers sitting in third place because the Lions lost today, so they're sitting at 3-4-1. So not only do we need the Bears and Vikings to drop some games, and of course we need to beat them as well. In the stream today, we were talking about running the table, and that may have to be an option, considering that our best record this year could be 11-4-1, which is maybe a wild card in this very competitive NFC. The Rams lost today to the Saints, so those are two really big top competitors. Who knows what's going to come out of the East? I don't see two playoff teams coming out of that, but you could see the Panthers potentially emerging as well. So, you know, you could have two teams emerging from the NFC North into the playoffs, and for the Packers to be one of those, we really need to have one of those teams above us to start dropping some games. So our next game is against the Dolphins, which is a winnable game. It's one of our first games at home for a little bit, and then we have a short week over to Seattle, and we got teams like the Cardinals, then we got the Vikings, the Bears, the Jets, and the Lions. So they're winnable games, that the Bears and the Vikings games obviously being the most challenging and the most important. So keep an eye on these next few weeks, because they are going to determine the rest of our season. But a rough turn of events for this evening, and another unfortunate loss for the Green Bay Packers. Not giving up on the season yet, neither should you, but things are getting a little bit more dire. And if we lose another game, things are going to get even more dire. But let me know what you think down in the game down below in the comments. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or TomGrossiComedy on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and the Facebook and all that great, wonderful stuff. You can check out my debut comedy album, Allergic to Fun, digital copies on Amazon and iTunes, physical copies at TomGrossiComedy.com. Also check out SeatGeek. Use promo code TomGrossi to save yourself $20 on your first purchase. Packcast, we're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube, and we're streaming the Packers games every single week. They're a great time, so come on down for that. But thank you so much for watching. I'm going to go to sleep now because I ran a marathon today and came back and streamed and then did this. So it's night-night times. But I'm Tom Grassi. Thank you so much for watching, and as always, Go Pack Go.